welcome to Big Papa Rob's podcast, Story Rewind, The Missing. I'm Big Papa Rob. Each of my stories are about one of the many missing people out there. I rewind the story of a missing person in hopes that someone will hear this story and can share information to help find them. There is always someone who knows something that can help find this missing person. The missing person we're going to tell you the story of is Christopher Diedrich. Christopher went missing May 30th, 2019, in Elkton, Maryland. Mandy, today we're going to rewind the story of Christopher Michael Diedrich. He went missing in Elkton, Maryland. If you recall, we talked about Elkton, Maryland in our last podcast about Bobby Steele. We also mentioned that there are several people missing in the Cecil County, which is where Elkton is in. As of this podcast, NamUs lists seven missing persons going back to 1984. And four unidentified persons. According to NamUs, there are 215 open missing person cases in the state of Maryland. Delaware, the next state over and within technically walking distance from Elkton, has 61 open missing person cases. 33 of those are in New Castle County, which is the bordering county that we talked about last week. Just to give you some statistics that plague this area of the country.
So there are that many missing people in that small of an area, just in two counties right beside each other that border each other?
Yep. And when I said walking distance, I took a point on the edge of Elkton and placed it to a point just inside the county, and you can walk it in. It's like 2 miles, 3 miles to cross over into the next state.
And that's where?
That's technically Newcastle was where Bobby went missing and was found in that wall.
And he's the one we did last week, story we did last week.
Now, this is on the outer edge of that county. He was actually in Delaware.
Yeah. Wow.
I had the pleasure of interviewing Sarah Diedrich, Christopher's younger sister, for this podcast. She's been working very hard to find her brother. She heard about our podcast on Bobby last week and reached out to us to see if we could help get Chris's story out there. Let's rewind the story of Christopher Michael Diedrich. Chris was born December 16, 1977, to Pamela and Jan Diedrich. Chris grew up in Newark, Delaware, and 3 years later, Chris became a big brother to Sarah Diedrich. Sarah told me that Chris wasn't happy at first to have a little sister. Sarah said that their mother had told her that it took about 3 weeks before he would even look at his sister, Sarah. But that didn't last long. Sarah described Chris as being each other's best friend. Sarah and Chris are so close that they had a song, Somewhere Out There by Linda Ronstadt. This is a song that means so much more today than ever with Chris being missing.
Chris is described as very charismatic. As a child, Chris loved baseball. he was a pitcher, and then at one point he became catcher, and he was at the top of his league back then. When Chris turned 10, his parents divorced, and this really took a toll on Chris. After the divorce of his parents, Chris, Sarah, and their mother went to live with their grandmother. Their grandmother had a very positive influence on them during that time. Chris struggled in high school and took night classes to be able to graduate. He did graduate from Northeast High School in 1995. After graduating, he started acting up like a lot of teenage boys will do, and his mother sent him to live with his dad for a while. That's when Chris met Shiloh, and they married in July of 2001. Shiloh was the love of Chris's life. As Chris would say, he was her lobster. They had twins, one boy and one girl, in October of 2021. Though their marriage did not last, they still remained very close. In April 2011, Chris was sent by the company he worked for to open a new store in Ohio. During his time in Ohio, he met a young lady named Nicole. When he came back home, he brought his new love interest back home with him, and they lived with his sister, Sarah. Unfortunately, this new love interest introduced him to illegal substances, and Chris ended up losing his job. Losing his job and the substance abuse drove a wedge between him and his sister, causing her to ask him to leave her home in 2012. That's very sad. That happens sometimes. In 2012 is when Chris first started experiencing homelessness. The relationship he had with Nicole only lasted about 5 to 6 months. Later on, after that, he met a guy named Wes and lived with him along with Wes's mother and father. Wes was ill, and when he was dying, he made his mother promise that they would still take care of Chris when he passed on. So when Wes did pass away in 2016, Wes's parents honored his request and allowed Chris to continue to live with them. Chris eventually felt that he was a burden on Wes's parents, Sue and Bill, and he moved out of the house into a tent into their backyard. And they continued to help him and feed him and allowed him to shower and do his laundry and stuff in their house. In 2019, Chris was diagnosed with melanoma in his left leg, and he had to have the tumor removed. This led him to walk with a noticeable limp, and he received regular treatment at the University of Maryland Hospital. Chris also was in liver failure at this time as well. On May 28th of 2019, Sarah spoke with Chris when he was on the way to one of his doctor's appointments. At that time, Chris told her he would call her back later after his appointment, but unfortunately, this was the last time Sarah was able to speak with Chris. Sarah was alerted by Chris's doctors on June 5th that Chris didn't show up for his appointment. June 7th, Sarah reported Chris missing to the Elkton police. This was when Sarah started searching for Chris. As the search and the investigation into his disappearance started, it was discovered that he had left Sue and Bill's home on May 30th to go over to the health department to pick up an external battery for his cell phone he had left there. Based on Google Maps, it would have taken him 16 minutes to walk the 0.7 miles. Once there, he is seen with a security camera entering the health department at 11 a.m. He is then seen talking to some friends as he was approaching the entrance. When he left the health department, he and his two friends walked over to the help center. Once at the help center parking lot, the friends left. They reportedly have said that Chris stated after he was done at the help center, he was going to go see Sterling, another friend of his. But then according to Sterling, Chris never showed up. The last positive ID of Chris was at the health department, where he was captured on the security cameras. According to the Elton police statements on TV interviews, they have exhausted all their leads. Rob, you asked Sarah if she could found anything in Chris's tent behind Sue and Bill's house. Is that correct?
Yes. She said she stopped over there at the house after she reported Chris missing, and they wouldn't let her go in the backyard to check on his things. They had an excuse of their dogs in the backyard, but she'd seen the dog before and had been there before, but they just didn't want her to go in the backyard. And according to Sarah, about a week after he was reported missing, they threw Chris's tent and things away in the trash and didn't offer to let her come and get anything.
And nobody ever, they never, except for just dogs in the back, they've never given a reason as to why. No. I mean, why they even threw it away and didn't let her pick it up. The police didn't ask about it or anything.
Well, we don't know if the police talked to him. We assume that the police talked to him because that's where he was staying at.
Yeah.
And hopefully they looked at what was there before it was disposed of.
Yeah.
But it was just odd that they did this. Sarah and family have done several searches, but have come up empty each time. This man is a father, son, and brother. If he had succumbed to his illness, he would have already been found. There appears to me that there could be some foul play in this case. When putting this case together, it caused me to recall last week's case with Bobby, and the fear that something was going to happen to him if he didn't get out of Elkton. Is something going on in Elkton with the homeless community? This man deserves the same investigative attention as any other case. I hope that the Elkton PD hasn't given up on this case.
Let's talk about Chris's description. Christopher Michael Dietrich was 41 years old and is now 46. He's 5'10" tall, weighing 160 pounds when he disappeared. He's a white male with red auburn hair and blue eyes. Chris has a scar on his left calf from having a tumor removed and a scar on his right chest area from a chemo port. He also has a unique tattoo on his left calf that reads Pear Jam in a stick figure. This tattoo was meant to say Pearl Jam. He has a tattoo on his left shoulder of the San Diego Chargers logo of a storm cloud and lightning bolt. He walks with a very distinctive limp. If you have any information that can lead to the whereabouts of Chris, please contact the Elkton Police Department at 410-398-4200. Case number 19-001909.
As the words to the song shared between brother and sister, somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight, there are many people thinking of you and searching for you, Chris.
I want to talk about one more thing that's related to Chris. In 2020, Chris's daughter launched a site called Chris's Cause in memory of her father. The whole family, they worked together on collecting items, and they put them in bags along with coats and gloves, and they hand these items out on December 16th to honor her father's birthday. They have done this every year since. And Rob has a link in his show notes to their Facebook page if you were interested in checking that out. So if you or someone you know are homeless and don't know where to find help, according to the USA.gov website, you can call 211 from anywhere in the United States to get help finding a homeless shelter near you. Also, if you or someone you know is struggling with substance abuse and mental health, you can call 1-800-662-HELP.
The stories I tell about the missing, I hope arms you with new information about this missing person that might lead to finding them. Additionally, I hope that you will share the information about this person in hopes that by sharing, it may lead to locating this person. As with almost all missing person cases, there is someone out there that knows something. Please come forward and contact the authorities. Once again, I'm Big Papa Rob, and this was an independent podcast called Story Rewind. Story Rewind, The Missing, is written and produced by Big Papa Rob. Story editing is done by Mandy. I couldn't have done this without the support of my wonderful wife, Mandy, aka Big Mama. For a donation to help cover my operating costs, you can buy me a cup of coffee. You can find the link in my show notes or on my social media pages. Your support would be greatly appreciated. I would appreciate a 5-star rating if you listen to my podcast through Apple Podcasts. And finally, if you have a story idea, please contact me through my social media. A link to my social media and email accounts is listed in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. Today's music was The Shield by Hot Dope from Pixabay. This was a Big Papa Rob Podcast 2024. See the show notes for links to the reference material used in this podcast.